USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration leadership role on the world stage is less than stellar, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken called on China not to escalate tensions when Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, lands in Taipei sometime today. This comes after China has issued a threat of war with the United States if Pelosi visits.
If the Speaker does decide to visit and China tries to create some kind of crisis or otherwise escalate tensions, that would be entirely on Beijing. We are looking for them, in the event she decides to visit, to act responsibly and not to engage in any escalation.
Voters in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington State will vote in primaries today. And in the case of Kansas, they will decide the abortion issue for their state. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code EARN. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a $5 bonus.
President Biden single-handedly destroyed America's energy independence by attacking fossil fuels. Now, fossil fuels is pushing back on Biden.
West Virginia Treasurer Riley Moore is blacklisting multiple financial institutions from state banking contracts, accusing those institutions of boycotting fossil fuel companies. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Moore says thermal coal is important to more than just his state.
It's important to the country. It is baseload energy. This is what powers the country. And these folks are in this breakneck liberal ideology that is pushing us towards this green energy ideology that is going to just drive inflation even higher.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Los Angeles County's Board of Supervisors voted unanimously without discussion to offer jobs to illegal immigrants. USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
With all the Biden intertwining with China, as exposed in the Biden laptop, can President Biden be trusted to put America first in the face of China? Gordon Chang lived and worked in mainland China and Hong Kong for just about 2 decades. Chang has been elected twice as a trustee of Cornell University. Gordon on Fox News says Biden cannot be trusted to do the right thing for America.
No, we can't trust President Biden to put America first. We can't even trust him to put us somewhere in the middle of his list of priorities. You know, in that phone call with Xi Jinping, when Xi Jinping threatened the life of the president, Biden should have hung up. But we know that this extraordinarily weak posture has actually made this crisis worse. Last Wednesday, when Biden offhand told reporters that the Pentagon didn't think it was a good idea that Speaker Pelosi go to Taiwan, we heard China ramp up its already dire rhetoric. So what Biden was doing was inviting the Chinese to actually try to influence his administration more. This actually made things a lot more tense than they needed to be.
Trying to navigate the tax impact of inheriting an individual retirement account has become more complicated since the IRS proposed new rules in February. The rules on inherited IRAs were most recently changed in the 2019 SECURE Act, which introduced a new 10-year rule for inherited accounts from the lifetime payback in the old law. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.